From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Residents of San Bruno, California, whose homes sustained limited damage in the gas line explosion, are returning to their homes today. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio says their neighborhood won't look the same.
Residents returning to their homes will have to provide identification to prove they live in the neighborhood, part of which is leveled. They'll be personally escorted to their homes by officials, according to San Bruno City Manager Connie Jackson.
Residents will go home in stages. Again, this is for our residents' safety and privacy.
Residents whose homes that are heavily damaged or destroyed will meet with officials tomorrow to discuss their situations. At least four residents are confirmed dead. The local coroner is examining the remains of other apparent victims. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
A published report says investigators are looking into whether a fire pit is the source of a Boulder, Colorado wildfire that charred a 10-square-mile area and consumed 169 homes. If that's the case and the pit was untended, criminal charges could be filed. Meantime, residents of one subdivision are being allowed to return to their homes. The House GOP leader says his party has a great opportunity to pick up seats in the midterm elections this November. NPR's Allison Keyes says John Boehner expects support from voters of all parties.
Ohio Congressman John Boehner says there's a rebellion among voters like he's never seen. And though he admits it would be an uphill battle for Republicans to wrest control from Democrats in the House, Boehner told CBS's Face the Nation he thinks his party's message is resonating with the public.
There's a lot of Americans that are engaged in this election. The Tea Party folks, Republicans, independents, and for that matter, there are a lot of Democrats that I've talked to over the last several months. Who are going to show up and vote for Republicans this time.
This is Tea Party activists rally here in Washington as well as in St. Louis and Sacramento, hoping to energize conservatives before the elections. Meantime, senior White House advisor David Axelrod admits voters are anxious about the economy now, but told NBC Republicans will further damage it if they were to regain control of the House. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The Iranian lawyer for the American woman hiker detained as a spy in Iran is hopeful of a release from prison within a few days. That's Iranian Foreign Minister Manoohar Mottaki announcing a $500,000 bail was set for Sarah Shurd. A prosecutor said she'd be free to leave the country. Shurd and two friends have been held in Iran for more than a year. A newly released NATO-Afghan report does not rule out the possibility that innocent civilians were killed in an airstrike targeting the head of an insurgent group in Afghanistan. The team did conclude the target of the strike was killed in the September 2nd attack. Afghan's president, Hamid Karzai, claimed the attack killed 10 campaign workers. This is NPR. Hamas security officials say three Palestinians were killed and five people wounded by Israeli tank fire in northern Gaza. The Israeli military said the attack was preceded by rocket fire from Gaza into Israel. Israeli forces and Palestinians frequently clash in that area. A recent thaw in the cool relationship between France and Rwanda has cleared the way for a team of French judges to begin an investigation of the assassination of a former Rwandan president. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton says that event triggered genocide in the country 16 years ago.
Rwanda has offered the French investigators its full cooperation, a very different reaction from the government, which cut off diplomatic ties with Paris in 2006 after arrest warrants were issued against nine people close to President Paul Kagame. This was linked to the death of his Hutu predecessor, Juvenal Habyarimana, whose plane, flown by French pilots, was shot down in April 1994. The incident sparked the genocide, killing 800,000 mainly Rwandan Tutsis. Kagame's Tutsi rebel army ended the slaughter. France suspects his soldiers were responsible for Habyarimana's death. Rwanda accuses Paris of complicity in the genocide. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The debate continues to rage over whether an Islamic cultural center should be built near Ground Zero in New York. The imam leading the effort told ABC's This Week the controversy has fed anti-Muslim feelings and raised Muslim concerns about growing Islamophobia. Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf says the project is being debated for political reasons. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for